Headlong by Cynthia Harrod Eagles, read for you by Mark Meadows. Slider jumped into the car, and Atherton peeled away from the curb and back into the traffic in a movement so sleek and smooth a dolphin would have tried to mate with it.
"Where to?" he said.
"Head back towards the green," said Slider.
"Don't you know?"
"I haven't been in yet," said DS Jim Atherton, Slider's sergeant, bagman, and friend, lean, fair, and catnip to women.
"I was just leaving Emily's when I got a message to pick you up from outside the town hall, that's all."
"You're staying at Emily's?"
"Now and then. She doesn't like my house. Too difficult to park."
"I wondered how you got here so fast." Emily's flat was in Hammersmith, while Atherton's house was in that part of Kilburn that liked to pretend it was really Hampstead.
"So what's going on?" Atherton asked.
"I don't know much more than you. I was in a meeting with councillors and I got a message."
Slider glanced down at the piece of paper.
"All it says is 3 Penkridge Gardens, query accidental death, Edward Wiseman."
"The Edward Wiseman?
Should I have heard of him? Wise man, the sage who knows his onions. I'm guessing it might be Ed Wiseman, famous literary agent."
"When you put it like that, I seem to have heard of him," Slider said.
"If it is the same one," he added. "Wiseman isn't that uncommon a name."
The Tuesday morning rush was almost over, but there was still plenty of traffic about. They hurtled down Shepherd's Bush Road, but Atherton drove with intense concentration and his whole body, so Slider never minded being driven by him. He watched him out of the corner of his eye, the rest of his attention enjoying the signs of spring, new leaves here, a touch of blossom there, which made Shepherd's Bush suddenly more attractive. He felt one of those rare moments of good-to-be-aliveness that occurred independently of, and managed to avoid, being contaminated by the job. Ed Wiseman, he thought idly, literary agent.
"So how does a literary agent get to be famous anyway?" he asked after a bit.
Atherton laid the car round the curve of the green like a lick of paint.
"Going to the right parties, being quotable. It's not really my field, but I think I remember he was a larger-than-life character, bit of a live wire. The bad boy of the publishing world.
Something's coming back to me. Isn't he the media go-to man for opinion on anything to do with the book world?"
"The house expert," Atherton agreed. "But if it's accidental death, what the devil do they want us for? It's not a DCI shout."
"Query accidental death, ? Slider reminded him. "The devil is in the punctuation."
"Maybe someone up there knows he was famous," Atherton said, slipping like a salmon between two cars to enter the white water of the West Cross roundabout.